The Blake Show on Coast 93.1.
What day is it, Mike?
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, or as we're calling it now, when Mon Blaise Day.
It's funny.
Who knows? I don't even know where we are. So we talked the past couple days about the ban on gay men from donating blood unless you have abstained for 12 months. So only gay nuns can donate blood.
Yeah.
There are a lot of those, right?
There are a lot of those. Yeah. Yesterday released ease of the restrictions. And at first I saw a bunch of friends posting because at first I was excited. And a bunch of people sent me the link because we talked about it.
Yeah.
And then I read it, and you can only donate if you haven't had sex for 3 months. And so here's the thing. Like, I get it has something to do with the testing, but even then it doesn't make any sense because a gay couple who's in a monogamous relationship cannot donate blood, whereas some total straight slut can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is ridiculous.
Like, it's just crazy. So, and because HIV, I think the concern is about HIV, but it's just an antiquated thing. They're going to test the blood before they give it to anybody anyway. I mean,
yes,
as far as I understand.
Of course.
Right? Yes, because Kelly, you, right.
Yeah.
Because Kelly volunteered for, or did you work? Was that a job?
Oh, no, it was a job for 8 years. And then I was a manager of the blood center. I did it on behalf of Maine Medical Centers, the company that I worked for, but we had the same guidelines as Red Cross, as anybody, and it was like one of the hardest things that we had to deal with was having to turn away gay men and explain why, and it's a ridiculous thing. This is a step.
Right, but they should have taken the entire step. They're going to have to because we need blood.
Like, they have to.
Like, and that's why one of the reasons that I started talking about it isn't to like get on a soapbox and make a political thing.
No, do it.
But people who can donate blood need to go donate blood, and I would, but I can't.
Exactly.
You know, which is just crazy. Now here's the thing that's ridiculous. Imagine a straight couple, if they were told you cannot donate blood if you've had sex in the last 3 months with each other.
That's just, you're right, and they've been together
like
forever.
What couple has not had sex in 3 months?
Well. I mean, come on, Blake.
Well, I mean, let's not be judgy, okay?
We don't all live in this world of utopia, you and your relationships.
Let's just say we're all clear to give blood.
Well, this conversation took kind of a sad turn.
Yes.
Did I mention that it's Friday? Happy Friday, everybody.
There's that.
Wait a minute. This is a good time for, where did I put this? How parents can sneak in sexy time while the kids are around 24/7 during the pandemic.
Oh, God.
Okay? There you go. So this is some helpful tips, okay?
Nothing turns me off more than, when the kids are around.
Here are your five tips. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here are five tips. Bring bedtime forward. Move bedtime a little
oh,
earlier.
For the kids. Yeah. Put them to bed earlier.
2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mom just made herself a Cosmo. Curtains drawn. Go to bed.
Mommy passes out at 6.
You don't feel good? Here's some Benadryl. Nighty night, little fella.
Wait, hold on. Let me see here. Drug the child with Benadryl is not one of the tips.
What?
No, not one of the tips. Number two, it says get the job done. Just
well, what's different than any other?
Quick.
Sorry.
Right.
Take advantage of your crib. Well, that's for young.
Oh.
If the kid can't escape the crib.
Oh, yeah.
It's the other tip. Set your alarm. Get up a little earlier on the weekends before the kids are running around.
Yeah, that's possible.
And then it says use TV.
Except my wife loves to sleep, so she's like a teenager. Jesus.
Well, only with
she needs like 12 hours.
Only with the sleeping, not with the drive.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then it says the last tip for getting busy while you're all cooped up is use TV to your advantage. This woman says we plunk our kids in front of the TV for a movie in quiet time in the middle of the day, then run off.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Screen time, guys. Yeah. Wait, what? Yeah. You get an extra screen time?
Right. You sure
that's
do.
That's awesome. Yeah. But actually, why don't you use your headphones for that Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Because there's nothing that'll get mommy and daddy going like hearing this from the other room. Let it go.
Oh, so many meanings there.
Yeah. Sure are.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. I did my part. I feel like I've helped.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks, Blake.
Yep. You're welcome.
I'll let you know how it goes on Monday.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Nothing to report.
I'll expect an update on the group thread, okay?
Got it. I got to run here. I'll
okay, Todd's
got to
go on TV.
Bye, Todd.
Meanwhile, this is the... Let's fast forward in time to the group thread on Sunday evening.